Welcome in. Today we're building that funky drummer, early jungle, old school drum and bass vibe in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it with a very specific mindset. The break has to feel human. The atmosphere has to feel like it's glued to the drums, and the vocals are not a lead vocal situation. They're seasoning, little bits of attitude that land like percussion. This is intermediate, so I'm assuming you can move around live confidently. But I'm going to coach you like you're in the room with me, because jungle is all about tiny decisions that add up. Alright, set your tempo to about 170 BPM. That's the classic pocket. You can push to 172, pull to 165, but 170 is a great center point. Now create a simple, organized session. Make 5 tracks, break main, break ghosts, an Atmos bed, and a vocal chops track. Then create a return track for a crush bus, and later we'll also do a reverb wash return. Group your break main and break ghosts into a drums group. Color code if you're smart, because jungle projects get messy fast. Before we touch anything, pick a truth bar. This is a pro mindset thing. Choose one bar that represents the identity of your groove, usually bar 1 or bar 9 where the drop starts. Anytime you do a fill, tweak timing, add ghosts, add a vocal, you're going to a slash B back to that truth bar. That's how you keep the loop alive without accidentally drifting into a different groove. Step 1. Get a funky drummer style break into live the right way. It can be funky drummer, think, Apache, any break with that kind of DNA. Drag it onto break main. In clip view, turn warp on. For warp mode, you've got options. If you want the break to stay natural as a whole, use Complex Pro. If you want tighter transients and more control, use Beats mode. If you go Beats, set Preserve to 1/16 and turn off Transient Loop, so you don't get those machine gun tails. Now the key move. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to new MIDI track. Slice by warp marker if it's a typical break that's already got clear transient markers. Use the built-in drum rack preset so Live builds you a rack of slices. This is where the jungle workflow becomes fun, because now you're not trapped by audio editing. You're playing the break like a drummer. Step 2. Build a classic jungle 2-step foundation, but keep it authentic. Open the MIDI clip that came from slicing. Here's a method that works. Start with the original pattern, duplicate it, and then remove or mute hits to reveal the groove. You're basically carving a tighter edit out of the real break. Think in anchors and decorations. Your snare on 2 and 4 is the anchor. Protect that. Your kick pattern can do the typical DNB push. One on the 1, and another on the end of 2. And then you keep some of those little pre-snare pickups and ghost hits that make the funky drummer feel like a person. Try this arrangement inside just 2 bars. Bar 1 feels more like the original break. Bar 2 is a slightly tighter edit with a tiny fill. Not a huge EDM fill. Just a little drag, an extra hat, something that says human hands. Step 3 is the core of the lesson. Humanize without getting sloppy. First, groove pool. Open the groove pool in Live. You can grab a swing 16 groove for a mild shuffle, but the real jungle trick is extracting groove from the break itself. Right-click your original break clip and choose Extract Groove. That groove has the timing and velocity fingerprint of the drummer and the sampling. Apply the groove to your MIDI clip. Start with timing around 20%, velocity around 10%, random around 5%, and bass at 1/16. Then listen. Don't stare at the grid. Listen for whether the hats start talking, whether the swing feels like it leans forward or drags. And don't commit yet. Keep it live while you experiment. Commit only when you're certain. Next, micro timing. This is the push-pull trick that makes edits feel like a DJ-friendly loop but still alive. In the MIDI clip, nudge a few hats and ghost notes slightly late, like 1 to 8 milliseconds. Nudge a couple kicks slightly early, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. And here's the rule again. Keep that main snare on 2 and 4 relatively stable. That's your spine. If the snare starts wandering, the whole thing feels drunk instead of funky. Then velocity shaping. This is huge with sliced breaks. Give your main snare a strong velocity, like 105 to 120. Ghost snares live way lower, like 20 to 60. Hats airy, maybe 40 to 90. You want the impression that some hits are accents and others are just little movements of air. Quick coaching note. Do a low volume test. Turn your monitors down until the break is barely audible. If you can still feel the rhythm and the vocal hits later still make sense, your mid-range decisions are strong. If everything disappears, you're relying on loudness instead of groove. Step 4. Add a ghost layer for movement. Duplicate your sliced rack or riskless at the break and put it on the break ghosts track. The goal is not more punch. The goal is low-level chatter and motion. Put an EQ8 on break ghosts and high-pass it somewhere between 250 and 500 Hz. Bring the track way down, like -12 to -18 dB to start. Program only light hats, ghost snare ticks, maybe a ride splash occasionally. Now add auto pan, but subtle. Amount maybe 10 to 20%. Rate at a half note or one bar. Phase at 180 degrees so it feels wide. This gives you that airy, shifting sense around the core without messing with the main drum punch. Extra coach note here. Watch phase. If you duplicated the rack and you accidentally stack the same snare transient twice, your snare can go hollow. If that happens, try utility and invert phase left and right on one layer, or offset the ghost layer a few milliseconds. Jungle can be imperfect, but hollow snares usually aren't the vibe. Step 5. Parallel grit and glue with a crush bus. This is the old school mixer being pushed sound, but done cleanly. Create a return track called Crush. Send break main and break ghosts to it, starting around -15 dB send. On the crush return, build the stock chain. First saturator, drive around 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on. Then drum bus, drive maybe 5 to 15, crunch around 5 to 25%. Keep boom off or very low so you don't wreck the low end. If you want that extra 90s edge, add redux, subtle downsampling like 1.2 to 2.5. Then EQ8, and this is important, high pass the return at around 120 to 200 Hz. That's your mud protection. If it gets fizzy, do a gentle high shelf down around 8 to 12k. Now blend the return until it's one of those you miss it when it's muted things. You don't necessarily want to hear distortion. You want to feel attitude and intensity. Step 6. Atmosphere bed. We're going for air, room, and a little menace. And the most authentic jungle trick is printing a reverb wash from your own drums. Create a return called verb wash on your drums group. On verb wash, put hybrid reverb set to a hall or plate. Decay somewhere between 3 and 8 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. Low cut on the reverb, somewhere between 250 and 600 Hz so it doesn't swallow your low mids. After the reverb, add auto filter. Low pass at around 6 to 10k, with just a bit of resonance. Then optionally utility if you later want to mono the bass region. But for now keep it simple. Now send mainly snare and some percussion into verb wash. Don't drown the whole break. We want the main drums mostly dry, and the space living on returns. Next, print it. Create an audio track called verb print. Set input to resampling. Record 8 to 16 bars while the wash is playing. Now you've got an audio file that literally belongs to your break. This is big. Cut it up. Reverse little sections. Fade in and out. And to add slow filter movement, put an LFO-ish sweep by automating auto filter so it opens and closes over 1 to 4 bars, or even 8 bars if you want long movement. If you want it to feel huge but still punchy, do a classic ducking move. Put a compressor after the printed wash. Sidechain it from the snare. Fast attack. Medium release. The wash blooms after the snare instead of sitting on top of it. Step 7. Vocal chops. Jungle style. This is our vocals category focus. But remember the rule. Treat vocals like percussion, not like a lead. If the vocal competes with the snare presence, it starts to feel modern and front-loaded. We want tape era punctuation. Drag one vocal phrase onto the vocal chops track. Warp it. Tones mode can preserve character nicely, and Complex Pro is fine for full phrases. Tighten the start points. Use clip fades to avoid clicks and consolidate clean chunks so you're not fighting messy edits. Now slice it to a new MIDI track. Slice by transient for natural chops, or by 1/8 notes for a more grit performable rack. Now you can play the vocal like a drum instrument. Process it with a classic chain. EQ8 first. High pass at about 150 to 300 Hz. If it's harsh, dip a bit around 2 to 4K. Then saturator, light, maybe 2 to 5 dB of drive, soft clip on. Then echo. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4, feedback 15 to 35%. In echo's filter, cut lows below 300 Hz and tame highs above 6 to 8K so it stays dark and tucked. Then hybrid reverb, small room or plate. Decay around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds and keep the reverb dark. You're trying to make it feel like it lives in the same world as the break, not like a bright pop vocal. One more pro move. Keep the vocal mostly mono. Put utility on vocal chops and reduce width, even down toward mono. Let the delay and reverb create stereo around it. That contrast makes your drums feel wider and your groove feel more centered. Placement ideas. Put a vocal hit on the last eighth note before the snare, like a little call. Or drop a phrase once every 4 or 8 bars. and automate a filter sweep on the vocal on the last bar before a drop. Less is more. 2 hits per 8 bars is often plenty. If you want movement without rewriting your MIDI, use Live 12 Probability. Set no chance on tiny embellishment chops to 10-30%, but keep your main callouts at 100%. That gives you variation that still feels intentional. Step 8, arrangement. Because a jungle record is not a loop, here's a clean 32-bar skeleton you can rely on. Bars 1 to 8. Intro. Atmos first, then a filtered break. Automate an auto-filter low-pass opening gradually. Tease one vocal one shot. Super sparse. Bars 9 to 16. The drop. Full drums. Bring in the ghost layer. If you have bass, this is where it would really arrive, but today we're focused on drums, atmosphere, and vocals. Bars 17 to 24. Variation. Do one break edit change, not 10. Maybe the bar 4 style answer edit inside this section. Keep 3 bars stable, then in bar 4 swap a hat slice for a ride, or add a tiny ghost snare 1/16 before the main snare. Classic call and response inside the break. Bars 25 to 32, second drop, heavier per section without rewriting everything. Raise ghost layer 1 or 2 dB, add a touch more crush send. Open the Atmos filter slightly. Add one extra vocal response. This is how a lot of 90s tunes lift energy. Same core, different pressure.